You're listening to SBS News.
Tentative steps into a new reality, a downpour in relief in Western Australia. Some ran to safety, others needed help to get there. Among them, Fahim, Sona, and their three-month-old baby boy, Idris.
I received a call from my friends and he asked me to just you have just 30 minutes, you have to reach to the airport, our necessary clothes, and we went for the Kabul airport.
Fahim was split from his brother on the tarmac, who was turned away with the wrong paperwork.
My brother, his wife, and his all family members were crying, and they were saying that, hey, you are going outside Afghanistan, you are going to have a very good life, a safe life. We are going to be killed in this bad situation.
Those still waiting are pleading their cases.
It is the request of the each and every one Australian interpreters to be taken away from Afghanistan. We are thankful to all those people who helped me.
The former interpreter, reported to be shot in the leg by the Taliban, has returned to the queue hoping for safe passage.
Lots of people came together and Taliban start to fire. Fired guns, shoot, and I got hit in my leg.
Advocates estimate more than 600 of their clients are still in limbo. Glenn Collamites is a military lawyer and says he's doing his best to find Afghans a way out of their country.
The bureaucratic lunacy is overwhelming. We're trying to bypass that and just get them into the terminal, get them out, and then we'll work through the bureaucracy later.
British military planes have helped boost Australia's evacuation efforts. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there's been progress bringing people to safety.
162 have now been evacuated through the various flights that we've been able to run and the support of the UK government.
But that won't assist those who were trapped and can't reach the airport at all. Mr Morrison admits there's some risk involved.
Operations of Australian Defence Force or others who were there beyond the airport are not possible. To do so would put them at great risk.
Other nations like the French are taking the risk, according to Mr. Collamites, going into Kabul to rescue those sheltering at their embassy.
We do know some of the European countries were getting vehicles or buses from safe houses to one of the gates.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is meeting with Afghan representatives already in Australia.
My first message is one of great sympathy, one of great sadness, and the empathy of a nation.
For him and Sona, hoping that empathy means their family will be reunited soon.
I really appreciate all their support, but the only thing that I want to request from them is to please help my brother who is stuck in Kabul.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.